Few American writers have enjoyed the loyalty of their readers as much as Laura Ingalls Wilder. Her Little House on the Prairie books have sold millions of copies, and they inspired the long-running TV show in the 1970s and 80s. Lapeer, Michigan-based author William Anderson has written extensively about her life, and he recently spoke with Scott Pohl about his latest. What's the focus of the new book, Scott?
Well, Mark, it's called The Selected Letters of Laura Ingalls Wilder. He'll visit the Schuller Bookstore in Grand Rapids tonight and the Schullers in the Eastwood Town Center on Wednesday to talk about it. Anderson tells me that he considered about 500 Laura Ingalls Wilder letters for this collection, choosing those that he felt were most representative of her and her writing. William Anderson, welcome to Current State.
Well, thank you, Scott. Good to be here.
Tell me what drew you to the works of Laura Ingalls Wilder.
It's a long story, and it trails back to elementary school. And I was one of the millions of school kids across America that were exposed to, indoctrinated in Wilder's series of books on pioneering. And I didn't know it at the time in third grade, but in elementary classrooms all over, teachers were reading those books and coordinating them with studies of Native Americans and pioneer frontier life. And I can remember my third grade teacher saying to us, as she took the book Little House on the Prairie off her shelf and began to read it, that you children will learn more about the pioneers from this book than our social studies book. And that went on to daily readings of those adventures of the Ingalls family as they made the long covered wagon trek to Kansas from Wisconsin and build up a new home. And all of those adventures that we read about in the books, we tried to duplicate in the classroom. We built a teepee. Of course, we churned butter and had cornbread and mapped out the journey and a big poster. So it was really a cross-literary and historical experience for us kids.
Was the Little House on the Prairie TV show a factor at that time? I'm not sure how old you are, how long ago you're talking about here.
We're talking about the late 60s when I heard the books. The television series was a product of the mid-70s to the mid-80s, and by that time, I was working as a summer tour guide at the Wilder home site, Ingalls Family Homestead in Desmet, South Dakota. What a great summer job that was. And the television series debuted about that time, and we quickly had to revamp our descriptions of the historic houses because we had TV visitors and the book reader visitors, and they were a completely different world. So the television show really did not follow the books very carefully.
I want to ask you what's in the stories of Laura Ingalls Wilder for the children of the 21st century.
Well, when Wilder first wrote those books in the 30s and 40s, she saw in her own life a huge transition from a family that traveled maybe 18, 20 miles max in a day by covered wagon to owning a car on her rural farm in Mansfield, Missouri, and she traveled swiftly by train. She made a plane flight. She had electricity. Radio, everything had changed so radically from her childhood. And that's one of the things that impelled her to write these books. She said that she wanted American children to know about the beginnings of things in this country. And she saw, you know, that way of life had just about vanished by her 60s when she started writing the books. And that was one of her reasons. The other reason for writing the books was economic. She had always been interested in writing and had a career as a country journalist. And her daughter, Rose Wilder Lane, was the real literary star in the family. She was a best-selling author in the 20s, 30s, 40s. And Laura wanted to try her hand at writing. And when the family's money was wiped out in the Depression, that seemed a good time for her to start writing books for children.
We're talking with William Anderson, author of The Selected Letters of Laura Ingalls Wilder and other books about Laura Ingalls Wilder. He'll be visiting the Schuler Bookstore in Grand Rapids Tuesday night and the Schuler Eastwood Town Center store on Wednesday. Tell me about these letters. Who did she write letters to?
When I wrote the initial biography of Laura Ingalls Wilder that I did a number of years ago, I accessed a lot of her letters as resource material. She didn't keep any diaries to speak of in her adult life. We know of her pioneer childhood. It's like an open book. But after she grew up and moved with her husband to Rocky Ridge Farm in Missouri, there isn't much in her own words to tell about that way of life except in the letters. And the bulk of her papers and correspondence are kept at the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library in Iowa. And I studied those letters a lot in writing the biography and other assorted books that I've done. And I always had in the back of my mind that it would be good to put together a collection of her correspondence. And I had all these file folders labeled by year and the photocopies of the letters stuck in. So finally it came to fruition last year. HarperCollins, her publisher and my publisher, asked me if I would do this project, and it was fun putting it all together.
Well, who was she writing to, and what was she writing about?
Well, the first part of the book, she was writing about concerns of a farm wife. She wrote for the Missouri Ruralist, so she had an editor there that she corresponded with. She wrote to her friends, her family, and the heart of the book is, to me, the lengthy correspondence that she carried on with her daughter, Rose Wilder Lane, while the Little House books were being created, because Laura and Rose had a collaborative teamwork in the making of those books. So we learn about her craft, and we learn about how those books were actually made. Finally, the book is full of her responses to her fans, and she got thousands of fan letters every year, lots, interestingly enough, from Michigan. So I included some of the letters she wrote to school children and librarians, teachers, and so on in Detroit, Saginaw, Mount Pleasant, even East Jordan, Michigan. So Michigan has a role in this book.
Here's something I'm curious about. How are these letters similar to the Little House books, and how are they different? Here's what I'm getting at. Being private correspondence, was she letting her hair down? You know, her readers know her primarily as a child and as a young woman. What was the older woman, Laura Ingalls Wilder, like? Do we see much of that in these letters?
I think we do. Particularly in her correspondence with her daughter, Rose, we see her as a very tough-minded person. When they would debate on how the book should progress or what the theme of the book should be or characterization, they could pitch a pretty heated battle between them. And I think that Laura was a strong character. Her books hint at that. Remember, when she married Almanzo Wilder, she refused to allow the word obey to be used in the wedding ceremony. So she was a woman that knew how to stand her ground, and in her correspondence with her agents and editors, she made it very plain that she expected to be paid top dollar for her work.
I want to ask you about a couple other areas of interest that you've written about. One is the Trapp family. What inspired your interest in the family from The Sound of Music?
Well, the Von Trapps run a lodge in Stowe, Vermont, Trapp Family Lodge, which was their home after they came here to America. And on one of our family vacations when I was a kid, we stopped there and visited. And that was after the movie Sound of Music had made such an imprint on American culture. And I read about the Von Trapps, got to know them because they still own and operate the lodge. And when I was a young journalist, they had a grand reopening of their new lodge after the previous one had burned, and I was sent up there by several magazines to cover that story. So I got to know the traps pretty well, and then my Japanese translator and publisher said to me one time, you know, Japan is so fascinated by this movie and by the Von Trapps, we really need a book about their real lives, and you seem to know them well. So I did the first version of the book, The World of the Trapp Family, for my Japanese publisher, and then it came out in Chinese, and then we did the American edition. So it was just a very serendipitous process that developed that book.
You also collaborated with Wally Bronner of the famous Bronner's Christmas Wonderland in Frankenmuth on his book.
I did, and that connects with the Von Trapps as well, because several members of the family came to Bronner's to do appearances, sign books, sign my book with me. And I remember saying to Wally just offhandedly, you know, Wally, people that come to Bronner's, they must look around at this tremendous place and wonder what was the origin of it. And he told me that story many times, how he started out as a sign painter. And then I heard from Wally later, and he said, Bill, will you help me write my autobiography? And that was a pleasure working with Wally, a great guy, and he is much missed today at Bronner's. But the book exists to tell the wonderful story of how that place was created.
William Anderson will talk about his latest book, The Selected Letters of Laura Ingalls Wilder, Tuesday at 7 at the Schuller Bookstore in Grand Rapids. He'll also be at the Schuller Store in the Eastwood Town Center in Lansing on Wednesday at 7 p.m. William Anderson, thank you.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.